Well, during the month of May, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and we want to talk a little bit about some of those issues here as we finish up the month of May. Kimberly Cavalier is a human science specialist with family life with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and they've got quite a few different resources for folks to take advantage of through ISU Extension. We want to talk about some of those here this morning. Kimberly, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on today.
You bet.
I definitely think that with May being Mental Health Awareness Month, we have a lot to talk about. It's actually, May has been designated as Mental Health Month since 1949, so it's been a while, but the purpose is basically to raise awareness about the importance of mental health and to really educate us so that we can understand what happens when somebody is facing a mental health challenge. And Iowa State University does have a lot of resources, not just training and education, but websites people can visit and publications they can get. So there's so much out there that they can find out about. And I'm going to tell you about a few of them.
Well, very good. Well, I wanted to ask you because it seems to me in the last few years or in the last several years that, you know, there was always a stigma attached to mental health issues, and to go out and to try to find some help if you felt you needed some assistance was difficult for some people because of the stigma that was attached to it. But it seems like there's more of an understanding these days and more of an acceptance of these type of needs. Do you see that as well?
I always tell people that if you break your ankle, you're going to go see somebody, right? I mean, you're not going to, well, hopefully, you're not going to hobble around and have a broken ankle. And we need to think of mental health challenges the same way we would with a physical health challenge. If we have something that needs attention of a professional, we need to feel comfortable and confident going to get that help. So that's what we want people to think about. We want them to think about their physical health and their mental health in the same sort of way.
Well, and while not all physical injuries, like you say, a broken ankle, for example, doesn't necessarily lead to death, mental health issues can sometimes lead to bigger issues.
Unfortunately, yes, some people who suffer from mental health challenges do end up contemplating suicide or attempting to take their life. Iowa State University does have a program on suicide prevention called QPR, and that stands for Question, Persuade, Refer. And we call it the CPR of mental health. You know, here we are comparing our mental and physical health again. But QPR helps us recognize the warning signs of someone who might be experiencing a suicide crisis, teaches us how we can look for those signs and how we can help. So it's definitely one of the programs that we have that's available for anybody and everybody. We do them virtually and in person. And we have a wonderful grant from the USDA that actually allows us to do some of these programs free of charge in rural Southwest Iowa. Well, anywhere in Iowa, but we're here in Southwest Iowa. So we have that program. And another one that I do want to tell you about that's very important for our mental health is called Mental Health First Aid. And we have a version that focuses on adult mental health, and we have one that focuses on youth mental health. And that's for teachers, counselors, maybe you're a 4-H volunteer or a youth group leader and you work with youth. And it's a really great in-depth training, and it focuses on all sorts of mental health issues, depression, substance abuse. And it talks about how you can really look at either a developing or existing mental health problem and how you can help. It doesn't teach us how to diagnose. We're not doctors or physicians or psychologists, but just like first aid, everybody should be trained on how they can help somebody, how we can provide that initial support until we can get somebody to the appropriate professionals, the psychologists, the counselors, whoever it might be. And Iowa State University offers both of those, our suicide prevention QPR class and our mental health first aid class. So awesome opportunities that people can go out and learn more.
Sure. Well, and we talked about the stigma involved with mental health sometimes too, and sometimes it's just you can eliminate some of those issues by how it's taken care of initially and how it's how you respond initially. So
you sure can. If we just think about taking care of our health in general, whether it be our physical or emotional or mental health, and having the knowledge of an awareness of what a mental health challenge is, you know, we can really tackle that challenge, addressing it just as we would with anything else, making sure that our friends, our family, and our loved ones all know that, you know, we're there. If they're going through a challenge, we're going to be there to help them through it. So,
you bet. Well, you know, Kimberly, the 1980s were a tough time on the farm. We're all aware of the farm crisis of the 80s and some of the things that happened there and some of the long-range effects of that. We responded, I think, to the stressful part of that when it comes to the mental health and stress issues, I think fairly well. We were kind of on top of that here in Iowa, trying to help as best we possibly could by setting up networks and opportunities for folks in the ag industry to deal with some of those questions that come up specifically in that field. And it's continued through to this day, hasn't it?
It definitely has. You know, one of the focuses that we have is on the farm stress and mental health, because you think about it, and in Iowa, we're all somehow related to ag. You know, there's that connection and that holds us together. So Iowa State actually has some farm stress publications, and we've been working with local businesses, ag agencies, seed dealers to really get those marketing materials out. One of them is actually a joint publication from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and IDALS, which is the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. And it's a great resource. It's available online, or you can go to your local extension office and get one. And you're right, farming, it causes a lot of stress. You don't ever know what the weather's going to be like. You don't know what the prices are going to be like. So that added stress can actually really negatively affect our farm families. So we do have some specific publications and resources available for those in farming and other agriculture jobs.
Yeah, we're all kind of control freaks to a certain extent. We like to have things under control and at least be able to see things coming. And in the agriculture industry, sometimes that's very difficult to do specifically.
Can't always do that. You know, there's a lot of variables that our farmers are faced with every day. So you can't always prepare for everything. And I don't think that, I know my grandfather was a farmer, and he was a tough old guy who, you know, if he cut himself, he'd probably just put some duct tape or electrical tape around that. And a lot of times you see that with our farmers and their mental health. They've got so much to do, so much to focus on, and no time to stop and take care of themselves. So we're really encouraging them and everyone, whether you're in farming or any other industry, sometimes you've got to stop and take care of yourself. Because if you can't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of others.
Well, and that's one of the reasons that here in Iowa, we try to make it as easy as possible for people to at least make the initial contact. The Iowa Concern Hotline started out as kind of an 800 number, but now it's a website. There are referral services there. There are all kinds of sources available there.
You can contact Iowa Concern's hotline. You can go to the website. And what's so great about this is it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can find advice on all kinds of things, whether it's financial, legal. You could get in, you know, touch with somebody who could give you some legal advice. Stress management. You know, there's all kinds of resources. If you're going through a crisis, Iowa Concern, the website, or the hotline is definitely a place that I tell you to go. It's extension.iastate.edu/Iowa Concern, or call the 1-800 number. That's probably easier. Somebody's going to answer your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that's 1-800-447-1985.
Well, we know Iowa State University Extension and Outreach has a wealth of information online. There are many, many publications, and I assume plenty that deal with mental health.
There are. And Iowa State University Extension Outreach actually has what we call our store, where you can find all of our publications. So you can go there and you can find mental health resources. You can find financial resources. You can find almost any publication that you would want. There's one called The Mental Health Matters, and it's a publication designed to help youth with their mental health, how they can gain skills that will help them with their well-being and activities. But you can also get those farm stress ones there too. So you just go to extension.iastate.edu and search the store. It's up in the top right-hand side, and you find a publication based on what you're looking for, and you download them. How easy can that be?
Very easy. Bottom line is, understand some of those symptoms, some of the signs, and even if we don't recognize it in ourselves, we look out for each other.
We sure do. And if your business or organization would like to learn more about the programs that I talked about, the publications, or any of the resources, I encourage anybody in any county to call their county extension agency and ask them about the mental health publications or classes that they have available. We can come out to your local business or organization and do one of those classes for your staff, or you can join one of the classes that's open to the public. And we have offices in every single county, so one isn't too far away from anybody who's listening.
Very good. And while we do call it a store, just as an understanding, yeah, there are some costs to some things that Extension provides, but many of these items are free opportunities.
There are. The publications I talked about are all free to download. There are some things in the store that do cost, but a lot of them are PDFs that you can download. And there's plenty of free resources there that we can have you download and use for your own personal knowledge.
Very good. Kimberly Cavalier, Human Science Specialist, Family Life with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Good information, good resources. Kimberly, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And remember, May is Mental Health Month. And so take care of yourself so you can take care of others.